met a great listener yesterday, John. You know, and I'll tell you about him in a second. But if you've ever enjoyed a trip to the dump, and I know we all have, yesterday was one of the best trips to the dump that I've ever had.
Did you get to throw stuff?
Oh, did I ever, John?
That's the best when you get to throw it down.
It was the best.
Did you throw down or did you throw on top?
Let me tell you. You know, this weekend we pulled a lot of siding off of the house, and so I've made a couple trips to the North County Recycling and Transfer Station in Arlington. And so that's the closest one for me. And you know, I've taken some vinyl siding over there, and of course there's been some insulation and some other stuff. But we had two windows that had to come out because of the way the house was, the construction project was going, and so I got to take over these windows to the dump, and I was excited about throwing the windows in, and because you know you get that break in glass, there's nothing better. And when I pull into the dump and they wave me forward to my spot and I start backing up and I get out, John, as I walk towards the rear of the truck, I look down and I have a fresh, brand new trailer. It's not the kind of dump. It's not the kind of dump where you pull in and it's ground level and there's and you just, you know, throw your stuff into a pile there off the back of the tailgate. You pull up and there's a little underground tunnel where the trucks
We have that in Ferndale. You back up one of the spots and you can throw down into this big bin, and you want the bin to be empty like yours, because then whatever you're throwing, you get to see it break and it's loud. And
oh man, yeah. And John, I you know, I would have been happy just throwing it in on top of a dresser or some other buddy's trash and stuff would have been great. But I was the first person there. Brand new truck, nothing in it, and the windows I had on top, so those were the first things to throw in, and it was like slow motion watching it cartwheel like a gymnast or something off, and then it goes down, and I thought it was going to hit and shatter so hard that the glass would, fly back up at me or something almost. It was exhilarating. And then after I'm doing, after I get to that, and I do that, and maybe that drew some attention to me or something because it was incredibly loud. But then I start throwing the rest of the stuff in, and this guy comes over, employee, works there, looks like he runs the joint, and his name's Rick, and he says, hey, is your name Brad? And I said, yeah, and he goes, Brad from the radio? And I said, yeah. He goes, the Brad and John show? And I said, yeah. And he says, oh, man, we listen to you all the time. And this
we
is,
are number one in the dumps, I guarantee you.
We are number one.
We are the most listened to radio stations in the dumps.
I'm telling you. And, something else was playing at the time or something. And I said, oh, I didn't know you guys. I didn't hear it in here at the moment, but I have on other occasions. He said, oh, no. You know, sometimes in the, things will change in the afternoon. But when we come in the morning down, and he said, downstairs, or maybe that's where their office is or whatever. He goes, always on the Brad and John show. We love it.
Good.
You guys are great. And I thought, oh, that's so cool, Rick. So now we have an inn there. And I was thinking, maybe Rick could call me or something and say, hey, Brad, we got a brand new truck coming in at 3:30.
It's empty.
And I'll keep lane 4 open for you. It's empty.
Call me when you have the empties.
This should be one of those things that you can auction off at some of those auctions. Yeah. Like we have first tracks when you go up skiing at the mountain and stuff. It's like we'll take you up in the ski cat and you get to hit that powder before anybody else. Imagine if you could auction off first dibs at the dump.
Yeah, that's
the moneymaker.
This is like the Lexus lane for the dump.
It is.
Where you get to throw in. There's nothing there. You get it first, and that's the treatment. Maybe you pay a little extra for it. Maybe you get points.
Yeah.
The dump should do a points thing where, for each time you go in, you collect points, and then if you get X number of points, then they set aside an empty one for you.
And imagine that as a birthday. Brad, that was the best birthday gift I ever got or something. And so to have the Windows thing happen, it was great. To meet Rick and have him tell us about how much they love the Brad and John show was great. And then as I'm pulling out the pay, the lady goes, you have beautiful hair. I'm like, what am I going to Las Vegas for? It can't get any better than this. This is like Groundhog Day. I want to live this day over and over. I do have another trip I got to take to the dump today. I can't imagine it would be as good as it was yesterday. But
Beloved,
yesterday was awesome.
Beloved, treated well at the dump. Mm-hmm. That's it.
We're big there.
We know that's. We need to do a show. We need to do a show from a dump.